Hey everyone, terrific Tuesday to you. I'm Coy, this is CNN 10, and we've got a rendezvous with the news. We're going to start this show by taking a trip to the United Kingdom, where there's a new prime minister taking office this week. Rishi Sunak represents the Conservative Party in England, and he becomes Britain's third leader in 7 weeks. His pathway to number 10, as in 10 Downing Street, where the prime minister lives, was cleared when other members of his party, including former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, pulled out of the race Sunday night. Sunak was the only candidate able to secure the support of 100 Conservative members of Parliament, the necessary threshold. Rishi Sunak, the son of Indian immigrants and the first prime minister of color in the country's history. And at 42 years old, he's also the youngest in more than 200 years. But his new position won't be easy. Mr. Sunak replaces Liz Truss, the former prime minister of England, who resigned after only 6 weeks, roughly 45 days in office. Sunak takes over at a time of widespread economic turmoil throughout the country. The financial markets have been extremely volatile, and the value of the United Kingdom's currency, the pound, has tumbled downward. This is a difficult time for any leader of Britain, especially because the country is suffering from high inflation. The new prime minister will also have to unify the country as calls from across the nation for another general election to select a new prime minister continue. Next steps for the newly elected prime minister include a meeting with the monarch, and for the first time, that's the new king, King Charles III. He ascended the throne last month after the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. The queen appointed 15 prime ministers during her 70-year reign on the throne. 10-second trivia. What is considered the most dangerous animal in the world? Black mamba, Nile crocodile, mosquito, or great white shark? While the Nile crocodile is considered the most aggressive, mosquitoes, with over 100 trillion on the planet, can carry lethal diseases affecting up to 1 million people a year. If you're like me, you can't stand mosquitoes. They buzz up on you, take a bite without invite, they suck your blood like a vampire. Not cool. But have you ever noticed that some people aren't bothered by mosquitoes at all? Well, scientists are discovering why some people are indeed mosquito magnets, while others aren't. Over the course of 3 years, researchers asked a group of 64 volunteers to wear nylon stockings on their arms for 6 hours a day. The research team then placed two people's stockings inside a chamber filled with mosquitoes, giving them their choice of human-scented stockings. And that helped determine which people were mosquito magnets and which were, quote, low attractors. Now, the study found that 50 molecular compounds were higher in mosquito magnets, especially carboxylic acid on the skin. That's found in the oily substance that helps to keep our skin moisturized. The study found that certain odors play a role too, and research had already previously found that body heat and the carbon dioxide we release when we breathe attracts mosquitoes as well. Scientists say that with better understanding, new and improved repellents could be developed in the future. Question, lovely people, how would you like to be hired by NASA to hunt aliens? If so, maybe someday you will. The space agency just announced that a team of researchers has been formed to study UFOs. These professors, scientists, and others are on a mission to explain the unexplainable. For more, let's meet up with CNN space and defense correspondent Kristen Fisher.
NASA has announced the team of people that will participate in its study of unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAPs, or more commonly referred to as UFOs. And these people consist of astronomers, astrophysicists, biologists, former Pentagon, NASA, former Federal Aviation Administration officials, and one very famous former NASA astronaut, Scott Kelly, who of course spent a year in space. And these 16 people are going to spend the next 9 months or so really studying all of the unclassified data on UAPs, and they're also going to be analyzing how the agency can better analyze and handle and catalog all of the data that's coming in on this from civilian and commercial entities as well. And, you know, there are quite a few government entities looking into the issue of UAPs. Congress has been looking into it, the Pentagon as well. So why NASA? Well, NASA says its job since its creation really has been to, you know, try to explain the unexplainable, and look at these very complicated things up in our skies and space and try to figure out exactly what they are and how they work. So NASA's leadership believes that this fits squarely in their wheelhouse. And so this is something that this study is something that they announced back in July. They have just now announced the team members, which are getting ready to meet, and this study set to begin officially on Monday. And then that team is expected to release its finding publicly sometime in mid-2023.
Next up, we want to introduce you to one of our CNN heroes, Kim Colicchio. The former restaurant chef and her husband founded The Connected Chef. They purchase fresh groceries wholesale and food from local farms to pack in grocery boxes for people in need. Let's meet Kim and hear about how the COVID-19 pandemic inspired her organization.
When you are a restaurant chef, everybody in your life also works in the restaurant because it's an industry where it becomes your life. So in the beginning of the pandemic, we thought, what is happening to our people? As a restaurant worker, you were put out of work because your restaurant shut down. There was a community of individuals who did not qualify for unemployment benefits or stimulus funding. My business, doing cooking and gardening classes, completely halted, and so I had no income at all myself. All right. We are ready. Do you guys want to set the table? My husband and I were like, at least I can get unemployment, where there are 5 to 15 people that we know that aren't going to have that.
Is it good? Yeah.
I had a choice to either sit here in my house and be overwhelmed because I was in the same situation, or I can do whatever it is that I could possibly do. There was nothing to lose almost.
We're gonna do 2 apples, the bunch of bananas, 2 tomatoes, 1 pepper, and then for the greens, we're just gonna do 1 of each.
We started a GoFundMe to direct deliver groceries to families across Queens.
And then these guys.
And within a week, we raised $10,000. We thought the pandemic was going to be over in 2 weeks. So we were like, we'll spend this 10 grand and then we'll go back to work. And that never happened. We knew we were onto something. We were very efficient. And I think that's our restaurant chef-ness. Everybody who started working with us, they were line cooks. So they knew how to do things quickly and efficiently. The first week, we delivered 25 grocery packages to 25 families. And within a month's time, we were delivering 400 to 500 groceries to families every single week.
All right.
We source 80% of the produce from local farms in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
That's super nice.
Those are beautiful.
They deliver food at our distribution center. And then we direct deliver those ingredients and packages out to families. For us, a measure of success is that a little over 126 households have come off of our free grocery program. Even if the pandemic completely goes away, these people are still left in a really hard place. They weren't making enough money 2 years ago. So until we're able to create something that can be replicated in multiple communities, this work will continue. My hope is that we are working with our community. They feel happy to be a part of something that is collective.
And for today's 10 out of 10, there's a lot of anticipation around this brilliant photo. Believe it or not, this is what an ant looks like up close. Pretty terrifying, right? This image was captured by a Lithuanian photographer who previously photographed birds. He used reflected light to capture this super close-up image of the ant. Sorry if this haunts any of your dreams tonight. You can't spell haunt without the ant. All right, did you know that today is National I Care About You Day? And on this day, I want you to know that I and my team, we genuinely care about you. We aim to inform, inspire, and uplift you every day. Special shout out now to New Mission High School in Hyde Park, Massachusetts. I'm at Coy Wire on Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat. Be sure to let folks know that you care about them today. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10.